Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Mr. Putter and Tabby Make a Wish by Cynthia Rylant, narrated by John McDonough and directed by Greta Byram.
Chapter 1. Good Heavens. It was a beautiful morning. Mr. Putter and his fine cat Tabby were eating raisin crumpets and apple jam and reading the morning paper. Mr. Putter looked at the date of the paper. October 2nd. "Good heavens, Tabby," said Mr. Putter. "It's my birthday." Tabby looked at Mr. Putter and purred. She was a little messy from apple jam, but she was glad it was Mr. Putter's birthday, if birthdays meant apple jam. Mr. Putter put the paper down and began to think. He thought of all his many birthdays, especially those when he was a boy. He had loved birthdays then. He always got a really good present, like a scooter or a model plane kit. He got a cake with candles. He got balloons. He got company. Birthdays were perfect days. But now Mr. Putter was old, too old for scooters and model plane kits, too old for balloons, too old for a cake with candles. He'd need a fire hose to put them out. Mr. Putter was just too old for a birthday. He would not think about it. He would not think about cake, or candles, or balloons, or model plane kits. He would enjoy his breakfast with Tabby instead. "More jam, Tabby?" asked Mr. Putter. Tabby purred. Jam was nice. Jam was fine. Mr. Putter would just have more jam. Chapter 2. Can You Wait? Mr. Putter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?